This is Jonathan Plaut with Radio Entrepreneurs. Come visit us online at www.radioentrepreneurs.com. We are here today with Sarah Beth Chester of 789 Bakery on Highland Ave in Somerville. Sarah Beth, how are you?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me.
Talk to us. Tell us what's new in the baking world, my friend.
Cheesecake, I guess. It's very old in the baking world, but we're doing it new.
You know, I was looking at your website, and it's all about cheesecake. Cheesecake
yeah.
here, cheesecake there. I understand you've won some awards with your cheesecake.
Well, I mean, we've been named best cheesecake in Boston by CVS Boston. Yeah, we try to keep it pretty good.
And it also, according to your mom, it's the best cheesecake in the world. Am I right?
Yeah, grandma too.
Is that where you learned your recipes?
No, I made them up myself. I don't come from much of a cooking family.
Really? Did you ever see that movie Julie and Julia, where she tries out all those recipes?
Yeah, loved it.
Is that how you got your chops?
Not quite. She was much more of a master in baking than I am. I was working on my cheesecake recipe for a number of years, and I kept downloading recipes off the internet, trying to figure out, you know, one that matched what I could imagine in my head, and none of them did. So I started studying the science of baking on my own, and a few years later, I had the recipe.
Okay, without giving us the absolute last secret that you have, tell us something we didn't know about how to make cheesecake.
So it's all about your mixing methods and temperature control. So the order in which you mix the ingredients is very, very important. And the temperatures of all your ingredients are very important. So everybody kind of says, oh, my cheesecake cracked. Can you tell me how to prevent that? Pay more attention to your temperatures and your mixing methods, which is a very complicated answer, and your cheesecakes won't crack anymore.
And do different flavorings and different additives have an impact on the way that you do your baking?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you add chocolate, for instance, chocolate is going to bind to any kind of water molecules in your ingredients a lot, so it's going to dry out the baking quite a bit. So yeah, if you add or subtract something, it's going to make a big difference.
Now, have you been invited to be on those baking shows that you see on PBS, you know, the bake-offs? And
No. The only show I've been on is Phantom Gourmet.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And they don't want you to know that you're on them until you're on them. Isn't that right?
I guess so. Yeah. No. That's not a surprise one. They definitely come and do their filming.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's like a half day of filming in there.
So tell us how long 789 Bakery has been in existence.
So I've been doing the farmer's market circuit for 5 years now, and just had our storefront since May of 2015.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. May of 2015.
So just over a year.
Did you have a party for your first year anniversary?
Yeah, we absolutely did.
Let me guess, there was cake.
Yeah, good one. Real clever.
Right.
We celebrated on National Cheesecake Day, which was July 30th.
Ugh,
yeah.
Fab.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
Well, now we're in the doldrums of August, I guess. So how have you did you found this bakery by yourself?
I did. Yep.
Okay. And how many people work with you now?
Now I have three.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And, getting up there.
And how do you motivate your employees in a small business like this?
You know, it's a tiny business, and we work a lot of hours, and we push ourselves really hard. So I think everybody's really connected to the product that we're making. We feel a lot of passion for it, and we're very much a family. But the other way I really like to run not only my kitchen but the front of the store is everybody's free to experiment. So everyone is completely entitled to come up with new concepts, come up with new recipes, experiment with different ingredients, even down to just our drink menu. It's all pretty unique, and we create everything from scratch, and everybody's allowed to kind of contribute something, pitch it to me, and get it on our menu.
So how do you make your employee choices, and how do you make your product offering choices?
So employee choices, you know, that's a tough one, to be honest. You know, we're so small that we have to look for people who are really dedicated to what they're doing, really dedicated to the industry, who have preferably some experience, but who are going to be extremely reliable. We're small enough that if one person calls out, it automatically means someone's or all of us are doing overtime. So that's pretty tough. You know, in terms of product offerings, we have kind of our core elements. We don't do everything under the sun. We try to keep our branding really close to cheesecake. We have a couple other line items in there that we're known for, like chocolate chip cookies, or we have a really strong espresso menu. Mm-hmm. Everybody experiments. We use local ingredients. We put out a product there that we feel really proud of. But we try to keep things on a very narrow menu and a narrow branding.
You focus on what you do best, right?
Yeah, you know, we try to do a few things and do them really well.
So how did you make that choice between going from the farmer's market stand to your own brick and mortar place? Why did we do that?
So the brick and mortar was always the end goal, but, you know, I didn't have the capital to kind of start with the brick and mortar. So initially, I went around looking for a shared kitchen. This was back in the time when there wasn't a million shared kitchens the way there are today. And I wasn't able to find anything because everything was on a business model of paying hourly, and cheesecake is an ungodly number of hours to make. So I went around to 48, I believe, different bakeries asking if I could share their kitchen. And, you know, on the 48th try, I found one.
If you just started with that 48th one, you would have saved yourself
right?
a lot of time.
I went backwards, I guess. I ended up finding one, and I used their kitchen, and that kind of saved me a lot of startup costs. So it was a minimal expense way of going in because all the equipment, all of the materials I need were already there. I just had to focus on my ingredients. And then farmers markets were a manner of getting the word out there that was, again, just it was low cost. But it was my primary target audience, you know, people that really care about the ingredients. They care about meeting the owners of the business. They care about who's actually making their food. So it's a great audience to get yourself in front of.
Are you a Massachusetts-ite originally?
I didn't grow up in Massachusetts. Yeah, I grew up in Connecticut, moved down to school in D.C., and then wound up in Massachusetts.
You couldn't get off that East Coast, could you?
I couldn't.
So Yankees,
why would I
Red
want
Sox,
to?
Orioles, which is your team?
I'm not a big baseball person.
Oh, well, we'll have to bleep that out. Taz, can we bleep that out?
Yeah.
Now,
oh, okay.
When you source your ingredients, do you try to keep it local?
Yeah, we try to keep it local as much as possible. So we do a number of farmers markets. We've started off doing a number of farmers markets, and that's who we find the people that we work with. To be honest, we like to know our growers. You know, we're looking up forward to pumpkin season, which is coming up pretty soon. We have a farm that we work with for that. It's literally the sort of thing where I met the farmer at a market, and he takes me out in his pickup truck, and we go out to the fields, cut the pumpkins right off the vine.
Unbelievable. Don't we all right now want to go to 79 Bakery? So tell us what the 2-year plan is. Tell us what the 5-year plan is. Where do you see us going?
I mean, the goal is to get our initial location really stable in terms of financials, get our name really identified with Boston and with cheesecake, particularly with Boston cheesecake, and then, you know, open a second location. Most of our business has been kind of North Shore of Boston, but I would love to open something a little more south of Boston. Long terms, I'd love to get into the New York market, which is that's kind of where cheesecake originated. It's the cheesecake capital of the world, and I completely want to take them out.
If you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, right? Now, for our audio listeners, they can't see the lovely text on your arm. What is that of?
I've got a passage on my arm. It's a passage from a poem by E.E. Cummings. So it's kind of... it goes in all different directions and angles as it winds around my forearm.
Kind of like E.E. Cummings himself.
Right, yeah. So the design was to honor his play of space on a canvas.
Oh, play of space on a canvas. I love it. So what's the name of the poem so that our audience can...
It's a passage from the poem Puella Mea. It's my favorite expression of love in poetry.
Oh, well, that's a teaser for you folks. next time you come back, will you please promise, I want to get this on the record, you'll bring us some of that delicious pumpkin cheesecake.
I absolutely promise. Yeah, that means you got to have me back in the fall, though. We only do fresh.
Oh, well, maybe we will, Sarah Beth Chester. Maybe we will. Now, tell us how you got 7-8-9 Bakery.
It's the old joke. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7-8-9.
Boy, you're a comedian, too. Now, if y'all are going to go online, there's a lot of jokes we can make about this. So,
yeah.
So the website is the number 7, then A-T-E, the number 9, bakery.com. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. So, it's a great name until you have to spell it to someone.
Right. Well, right. And there's the lesson of the day for all you entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah.
Get a website domain that you then don't have to spell.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us some advice for young entrepreneurs such as yourself who are coming in your wake.
I mean, you know, I think it's about dedication. You're going to encounter a million challenges, only a fraction of which you are able to anticipate. And the trick is, if you're going to do this, you're going to do it. You got to stay in there. You got to tuck your head down, and you just got to keep going. It's never going to be easy. That's just laughable. I mean, there's no way you're going to hit different challenges every day. But if you're going to do this, you just got to say, I'm going to encounter all of them. And I may not have the solution right off the bat, but I'll find it. And I'm just going to keep moving.
What do you tell people when they say the cheesecake isn't health food and we all have to be health conscious these days?
I agree with them. I say eat my mini cheesecakes. They're only 2 inches in diameter, and it's just a small treat.
There we go. Sarah Beth Chester, 789 Bakery at 199 Highland Ave in Somerville. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank
you. Please do come back.
Absolutely.
This is Jonathan Plout. We're here at Radio Entrepreneurs. Visit us online at www.radioentrepreneurs.com. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Jonathan.